Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Avila. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lourie Garcia. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brandon Guyer. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cody Anderson. And now, play ball. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Guyer. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guyer throws the ball into Lindor, who tags Abreu trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cabrera scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frazier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Avila and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lindor takes first base on ball four. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Napoli takes first base on ball four. Kipnis moves to third. Lindor moves to second. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Leury García is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Perez for a passed ball. Sanchez moves to third. Leury García is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. García hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to third. Guyer moves to second. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. 1 out. Rajay Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Guyer moves to third. There goes Crisp trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Avila and he is safe. Davis steals second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Manship now pitching. Tim Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Santana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lindor hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Napoli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Frazier is 0-1 in the game. Frazier strikes out. 1 out. Abisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia is 0-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. 2 outs. Kyle Crockett now pitching. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Avila is 0-1 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramirez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guyer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Guyer hits a ball on the ground to left field. That will be extra bases. Cabrera chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Sanchez. Sanchez fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sanchez. Guyer moves to third. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crisp is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Crisp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perez is 0-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Percy Garner now pitching. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanchez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Sanchez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia is 0-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Garcia. The throw from Perez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cabrera is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garcia scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abreu is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cabrera moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Morneau is 0-2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quintana fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kipnis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a pop-up towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lindor is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Linder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Armstrong now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. 1 out. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Lourdes Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Napoli hits a pop-up towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Brandon Guyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Guyer hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joseph Colon now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Connell now pitching. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crisp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Crisp hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tyler Naquin pinch hits for Roberto Perez. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Naquin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Jennings now pitching. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Moore now catching. Tyler Naquin now playing center field. Austin Adams now pitching. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-3 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. J.B. Shuck pinch runs for Justin Morneau. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Adams fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Adams. Shuck moves to second. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder misplays the ball. That's an error on Linder. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Shuck scores. Frazier moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sanchez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frazier scores. Garcia moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Adam Plutko now pitching. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Sanchez moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanchez scores. Garcia moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plutko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nate Jones now pitching. Eric Gonzalez pinch hits for Francisco Lindor. Eric Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Jesus Aguilar pinch hits for Mike Napoli. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santana is 0-for-3 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Plutko now pitching. Michael Martinez now playing second base. Eric Gonzalez now playing shortstop. Jesus Aguilar now playing first base. C.H. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a fly ball into center field. Naquin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shuck hits a pop-up towards third. Jimenez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Frazier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Frazier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Naquin. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia takes first base on ball four. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Robertson now pitching. Chris Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez strikes out. 1 out. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guyer is hit by the pitch. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Almonte hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Almonte reaches second base with a double. Guyer moves to third. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Naquin is 0-for-1 in the game. Naquin strikes out. Two outs. Adam Moore is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moore strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.